2. History.
Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with keywords or key phrases used in the lecture. Now, there are many scholars who doubt that the treasure of the Copper Scroll is real.
However, there is enough evidence to suggest that those scholars are wrong, and the treasure listed in the scroll may still be out there in the Israeli desert, waiting to be found. First of all, the difficult language used in the scroll suggests that it describes a real treasure. Traditional treasure stories from ancient Israel used colorful, poetic, and religious language. The Copper Scroll, on the other hand, is written with a highly technical vocabulary. In fact, the vocabulary is very difficult for modern scholars to read because it is unlike anything they have ever seen before. Using technical language seems a very strange way to tell a story that is supposed to be passed on from generation to generation. So it probably isn't a story. It's real. Second, the treasure the scroll describes is not necessarily as large as some people think, and that means it is more likely to be real. The treasure is described using an ancient measurement called a talent. Now, in ancient times, money was different in different areas, so the measurement of one talent could mean a large amount in one region and a small amount in another region. Confusing, yes, but that was what it was like in the ancient world. What it tells us is that the treasure may be much more modest than we first thought. In that case, it very well could have been the treasure of the temple. And historical records suggest that the ancient Israelites hid the temple's treasure during a time of political upheaval. Finally, although there are many challenges in finding ancient treasure, it would not be impossible to find the treasure listed on the Copper Scroll. One reason is that the scroll talks about a second scroll, a silver scroll, which gives more detailed directions to each of the different treasure locations. If someone could find that silver scroll, they would have better directions to the treasure. So it would not be impossible to find the treasure just because the directions contained in the Copper Scroll are not entirely clear to modern scholars.